Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Borrell, proud supporter of those who build.
Well, the facts and figures tell you that it's big shoes to fill, and yes, they are big shoes to fill, Big Mal's shoes. And Kevy's put his feet in those slippers. G'day, Kevy.
I've got two in one shoe at the moment, and that's just filled that one out. I don't know what to do
with
the left foot.
Big hat to fill as well.
Mate. Hey, yeah. Kevy, exciting, but any nerves?
Oh, very nervous, yeah. I mean, Origin's always a big time for everyone, and we've got to make sure we get our preparation right. And I'm nervous, but I'm also, like, I get a lot of assistance from these fellas, you know, Smith and the like. They've been running the show anyway, so, you know, they know what Origin's all about. They've played 1,000 Origins themselves. Cameron's going to break the record for most Origins this next game, so 37. Yeah. So, you know, there's lots of experience amongst the group, and I haven't changed a whole lot, to be honest with you. We just keep things rolling the Queensland way.
Yeah. That was going to be my first question. How much do you let them sort of run it, Kevy? You'd be mad not to tap into that experience because
that's right, from one year to the next
with Queensland, it's a similar team, isn't it?
That's right, mate. And, you know, there's a lot of speculation about our team and who would be selected and who wouldn't be. Well, we're stuck with the same guys again. I mean, be silly not to. They've done, the jersey so proud. They've set up this culture themselves. That's what it's been about, with the assistance of Mal, of course. And we just want to try and continue that. We have changed a few staff members around and the like, but generally it's the same group of guys, and we're going down to Sydney on Monday to try and win another Origin game. That's basically about it.
Kevy, in saying that, you've got your own sort of coaching philosophy and your own ideas. Is there one you can share with us that you'd like to sort of just ease into this Maroon camp?
Oh, not really. I mean, we've got some new staff members, and Anthony Seibold's come in from Manly. So Mal and Michael Hagan and myself were there the last couple of years. So we've got basically a new coaching staff altogether. So, you know, that's been a little bit different. But we're just continuing on. I thought the way that Mal did things with his preparation with the players, you want to try and make it different to Clubland, because Clubland becomes a bit mundane and a bit taskful, you know, each week, the grind of that. So this is, you know, a different competition and a different level. So we've got to try and spruik them a bit that way. And I think staying where we are down at Sanctuary Cove, it's the beautiful surroundings and it's nice and private for the team as well. So they get on well, all the boys. And, you know, when training's on, we train hard. But then when the social side of it's on, well, they get on, you know, really famously. So that's wonderful for the team culture, you know.
Yeah. Now, Kev, are you using this drone?
Yes, we've got a drone in camp as well. It's great vision. Have you seen much of it, Flats? Or it's bloody...
Yeah, a little bit of it. It's fascinating, isn't it, mate? So how are you using it?
Well, we're flying it down to Sydney and get on top of Laurie's training first. And then we're going to bring it back and see what they're doing, and we're going to just copy what they're doing. It gets at the end of the field, and it just gives it such good pictures for the players. So I don't know if we'll show too much to them, but certainly, you know, when you're revising your training sessions and the like, it's brilliant vision, and it can be used, you know, any number of ways. So, yeah. We're happy to use it, and the players love it as well.
So long as they don't get hold of it and try and pilot the thing.
No, well, that's the worry. Well, the other thing, they try and kick the football. These things are worth $10,000, these drones, you know, and the players think they're like lollies. They just kick up and try and hit them with the balls and all sorts of stuff. And I remember when I was working at the Broncos last year, a bird actually flew in and attacked it and knocked, brought it down. Yeah, it thought it was an enemy of some kind, you know. So it and the bird both died.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Kevy, in the fair dinkum department, if you swapped your vision, your drone vision, with Laurie's drone vision, is there anything they're going to do that you don't really know about?
There'd only be one difference, TK. They'd have blue on and we'd have maroon on. That's the only thing you'd pick up would be the difference. Look, I think most teams play the same. I mean, Laurie's picked it. Obviously, his team's a big side, so they're going to try and, you know, run over the top of us, which is fine. They've done that before and done it successfully at different times. So, and, you know, we're not as big a side, so we've got to try and use our skill a bit more, use our speed through the middle. So, you know, there's no real secrets. And at the end of the day, it's just a bloody war out there, and it's whoever sort of last man standing, whoever can sustain it. We have got some players that can finish games off well, I think. Laurie's made some changes to his halves, and you know, particularly with Adam Reynolds in there, you know, I think that's a great selection choice for the Blues. I mean, he's been so consistent, you know, and I think he, of any players, could handle a step up. His game's in good order at the moment with his kicking and the like, so Yeah, I think it's a good selection from Laurie on the team that he's picked, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's got a grand final under his belt as well. Yeah. I mean, how much with those newer guys, mate, do you say, right, Matt Moyle and you've got Reynolds, let's go at them and really sort of single them out?
Well, you must have seen our game plan already. So, I mean, that's just normal, though. Same in any sport. When you've got a young fella coming in, our guys are going to be under pressure. O'Neill and Corey Oakes, they're going to get the living daylight speed out of them. But that's to be expected. That's what's going to happen, at this level. And you find out whether they're up to this game or not. And that's the thing about it all. And I'm sure New South Wales will be ready for our onslaught. Likewise, we'll be practising and training Oates, and Justin. They'll be under as much pressure as anyone to try and get the job done.
Do you threaten Josh Maguire with not getting selected if he keeps bashing up Jonathan Thurston?
Yeah, there's a few of the boys having a bit of a dig in camp the other day. John's training, but he's still a little bit limited with his movement, but he'll be fine for next week. But, we've put him over, bent him over and given him a tap on the bum for that one because that was a bit silly. But that's what you want from your players. I mean, Josh Maguire didn't see Jonathan Thurston. He saw a Cowboys jersey and away he went. So that, if he wasn't like that, that's what makes Josh the player that he is, because he likes to win everything and he's very aggressive sort of player. So we're happy to have him on our side, that's for sure.
And JT, mate, when does he run properly?
Well, he ran yesterday, Slats, without, just doing a bit of jogging and stuff. We've got another session this afternoon and another one on Sunday. So we'll ease him through again this afternoon. On Sunday will be his big hit out.
Okay.
But he tells me he's fine. He gets belted up all the time with those kicks and all the like. So he's a pretty resilient fellow. He whips the shirt off at training and he's got muscles on muscles, that fella.
He's
never seen
abs
like it. So.
Yeah, which, incredible.
Puts me to shame, Ian Alf. We're running the other way.
Yeah, how's Alfie's fitness going, mate? He's obviously the extra man for you guys every year. He's in good order.
He's our big concern at the moment, Alf.
Is
trying to get him through the week without doing too much damage off the field.
Yeah, just keep
trying to avoid Flats, as you know, mate.
Well, we've said
been around him too, so
yeah. I know.
Well, we joke about so long as a good ploy for New South Wales is to play YMCA. He'll get up anywhere, he'll take his kit off, he'll start singing, and then we'll get him ejected out of the ground.
Yeah, that's it. But look, we like a lot of fun around Alfie, but Alfie's actually a really smart guy when it comes to picking players and picking personalities, and I've been relying heavily on him since I got the job. I know him so well and we played a lot of footy together. He can really pick a bloke quickly on whether he's up for this level or not. So, he's been a great asset for Queensland over the last 10 years.
Only one bit of advice from personal experience. Take his tips on players, Kevy, but not his tips at the races, all right?
I know. He's not punting anymore, TK.
I know.
You should know that, mate.
Well, that's a good thing.
God bless him. God bless him.
No, look, he's been great around the camp, and we had a couple of beers the other night, and he's a funny guy. Great guy to have.
Mate, terrific to chat, Kevy. We know how busy you are. We do appreciate your time, and good luck next Wednesday night. It'll be a great game. We know that. They can be a little bit dour, the first ones, but they're still a great contest. Thanks very much.
No worries, boys. Have a good morning. Thank
Champion.
Well done, Kevy.
Kevy Walters there, Queensland Origin coach, doing a good job on Fox 2 as a commentator. Kevy, and as he mentioned, he'll be nervous. Very, very nervous, but excited at the same time.
But to have those senior players around, you just tap into that.
What a head start.
Yeah, fantastic.